our Quest stores.
Injured, our America's largest injury firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It is 8:16 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. We actually have a break here where I can take some phone calls if you want to get them in. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I haven't listened to much of the radio station in the past week because I've just been busy, but I don't need her to call, but is Crazy Patty alive? Does anybody hear her on any other show? I know you don't care. I care.
I have not, but I'm not listening a lot.
I'm the only one that has compassion for Crazy Patty.
Well, didn't she sound kind of sick last time we talked to her?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember Medicine Man? Sound like he was underwater?
He's dying.
Yeah, he's definitely dying.
Yeah. But I just want to know that she's alive. That's all. People can let me know. Text me, tweet me, whatever you got. Galvin.
Yes?
Do you know who Martin Ford is?
Martin Ford.
You do
yes,
know.
Yes, it sounds familiar. The Martin Ford.
If you look him up on Instagram, it's Martin, I believe, with a Y. M-A-R-T-Y-N Ford. He is. Looks like he's about 7 feet
yes,
tall.
Yes, I know exactly who he is.
Yeah. 300 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
He is a monster. He's got a tattoo on his whole shoulder all the way up to his face. He is just an incredible specimen of muscle. He tried out for the WWE a while ago. He did not make it there or did not come to an agreement there. He is an international star. I don't know where he's from. He's from some Eastern European country. But he is in the upcoming Bert Kreischer film, The Machine. And he is in a lot of Jason Statham stuff. And he's just one of those bad guys that you see. Doesn't really talk much, but beats everybody up and then gets his ass kicked by the hero at the end.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was on his Instagram yesterday, and Jason Statham sent him a video message. He goes, "Hey, Martin, don't skip head day." And they showed a picture of his giant body with his peanut little head on top. And I've been following the guy for years just because I was so blown away when I first got on Instagram and how big he was. And then I found out that he was in Bert's movie, and I'm like, oh, this is crazy. Now, do you know who the Iranian Hulk is? The Iranian Hulk is a guy who is not nearly as muscular as Martin Ford is, but is as big, if not bigger. He looks like Bluto from Popeye.
And yeah.
He's a giant, heavy power lifter.
Yeah, I was going to say he looks like a power lifter.
And he's been calling Martin Ford out, so Martin Ford has agreed to fight him, and they're fighting in the O2 Arena. And they said they got a whole list of undercard. Now, if you ask me, I think it's all garbage. I think it's all BS. And they're doing a Jake Paul-style thing. They're like, hey, you give me crap, I'll give you crap. And then we'll fake fight each other at the event in the O2 Arena. But, I mean, that would be great to watch. I would rather watch that than most of the UFC fights right now.
That guy's ridiculous because he's so barrel-chested and big shoulders and has a small waist.
Hard to beat him.
He is,
can't grab him.
Well, how are they fighting? They boxing? Or are they doing like MMA or what?
I think MMA or I think like street fighting.
He is 6'2", and Martin is 6'9", 6'8", or 6'9",
right.
I think. 6'8", yeah, 300 plus. This guy's 300 plus as well. He's 6'2", but yeah, that'd be interesting. That'd be weird to see for sure.
Both of them look like their hearts could explode at any moment.
Martin looks like he's in great shape, though.
But they just look like they're carrying around so much that if they got into the ring, that their organs couldn't handle it.
I don't know. I would like to watch that, though. I would watch that fight. And they said there's a whole undercard of celebrity fights. So
these guys are huge.
Yeah, well, I thought that'd be great. This is what if you added that to any celebrity boxing match, it just put it over the edge. I mean, that's when we did when we had this year for the Punch Out that was supposed to be at Robards Arena was a bunch of fights through the radio station. You know, we were going to have Spike fight Will and all that stuff, but we also had real MMA fights with Master Amir's folks. That was going to happen. We were going to have people fight Tampa versus St. Pete and that kind of stuff. So people like to see some real fighting every once in a while. In this case, I think you're going to get celebrities and real fighting, and I think it's going to be awesome. Now, we have Tommy Fury versus Jake Paul that is happening here in December, which is going to be huge. Those fights, whether you like them or not, are always huge fights. That's happening at the Amalie Arena. That blows my mind.
Yeah,
this is
crazy.
At the level that we're at. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, there seems to be some information that was released that fuels our speculation, and as well as everybody else's, that the fights have a no knockout clause in there. So that is why, what's his name, Mayweather did not knock Paul out because he wasn't allowed to. That's and, part of the payday.
Woodley too.
Yeah.
Woodley, yeah.
So, that's according to that Dylan Danis.
Yeah, but...
and other people have said it, whatever. Yeah. I haven't seen, you said, was there actual proof of that?
No, not yet, but they say supposedly it's written in the contract, well, so that'll leak somewhere if it's true.
I'm sure they've got non-disclosure agreements something like that. It's got to be huge penalties.
But it's also, okay, so Woodley is, you know, no longer a UFC fighter, and he has this fight. It's going to be the biggest payday of his career. And they say, listen, go out there and fight, you know, do whatever you want to do, but don't knock him out, and you're going to get $1 million or $2 million or whatever it is that he got. You know, a guy who's at the end of his career is like, yeah, okay. I mean, especially Ben Askren. You know, he woke up. He looks like he just woke up off the sofa. And he's like, what? I'm going to fight? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They said that Woodley made more for that fight than he did when he was the actual champion in the UFC.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I wonder, though, how many people are going to want. And if you're Mike Tyson and you're fighting Logan Paul and you get hit the wrong way and you get angry, what's stopping you from just knocking that guy out?
Right. Money, it's going to be like whatchamacallit, Snatch, like Brad Pitt.
Right.
You know, where he's like, oh, I'm sorry, knocked him out.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, if you're Floyd Mayweather and you're a master of control, you can kind of control that. But Floyd had a couple of shots to the face, and I was like, ooh, here it comes. And then it didn't happen. So, but if you're Tyson and you don't really have the control that Floyd Mayweather has, and all of a sudden your head starts getting crazy telling you you're looking like a loser, and then he turns around and just lays him out. So how do you say that happened on purpose or it didn't happen on purpose?
But that's also why and how they probably pick their opponents. You know what I mean? They pick Mayweather because, yeah, he doesn't care. He has the control, and he doesn't
need
the money.
But Logan Paul's fighting Tyson.
Yeah, so, but they must have, like, the ref or something. Has to be some, like, precautionary that they take into consideration.
When Tyson came back and fought, whatever, like, last year, there was, like, no knockout clause in that, too, wasn't there?
No, there was no judges.
No judges, yeah. No scoring, no nothing. It was just a pure, you know, hey, let's go out and tap, tap, tap.
Yeah. Tippity tap.
I mean, we have to take these fights now and just know that they're all... They're fake. All fake.
Yeah. It's WWE disguised as boxing, which I'm not that mad about. I mean,
but don't lie.
If they're
about
predetermined, it would be. Would stink.
You can still bet on these fights too,
right? Yeah. So if you find out so how does that affect it if there's no knockout?
I don't know.
You know, and the.
If I bet
at $10,000 that somebody get knocked out, but there's no knockout clause, that can't be legal.
Listen, you want to watch a real fight this weekend? Canelo Alvarez versus Caleb Plant. That's happening.
You know,
on Saturday.
Say that's real, but we don't know.
Who? Well,
boxing's corrupt.
Every sport is corrupt.
I know Canelo Alvarez. Yeah. What's the other guy's name?
Caleb Plant.
Yeah. Carmen, you're probably right. I heard John Senning talking about it the other day about. You know, the referee, the NBA referee that was shaving points off of games that he was betting on.
Right.
Tim, what's his face? John, what's his name? The referee.
Yeah. Dalton or something like that. Let's see.
I want to say Doyle, but no, it's not Doyle. But anyway.
Tim Donahue.
Donahue.
I had it first.
I did.
Donahue's 44. 44. I had it first, too.
Yeah.
John Senning said Tim Donahue lives in the area, and when John worked at Ruby Tuesdays, he came in and he used a coupon. I'll never forget that. This is why people don't want to use coupons, because somebody else is going to go, he's using a coupon.
Yeah.
He gave you a coupon, buy one, get one free. Why wouldn't you use it?
Yeah. And also, why instead of giving out coupons, just make that the deal of the day or something like that.
Carmen,
you don't have to waste paper.
Best, or right now you just zap it on your phone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You get an email or something and you just show them. So what? I don't understand coupons at all.
Carmen, what store has the best coupons?
What stores? Oh, Burger King.
No.
What store sends you more coupons than anyone?
Well, Burger King.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond. That's the one I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh, really?
My wife would go to Bed Bath & Beyond with 17 coupons.
Dude,
and they would all work.
And you can just Google coupon for Bed Bath & Beyond, and they come up, and then they'll email you a bunch, and then the cashiers have it. You go and spend like $500 at Bed Bath & Beyond, and you walk out of there only like less than $200.
By the way, I'll use a coupon at my oil change. I'll get the oil change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I love when they give ladies days.
Yeah.
Oh, I just Google it. And like you said, I Google it and get it on my phone. And I go, there you go. Yep. Boom.
My wife said, I need you to go to the store to get something for Juliana for school at Michael's. And I go, okay. And she's like, and I know you're not going to want to do this, but you need to use this coupon. I go, I'm not doing it. I refuse to do it. And she's like, listen to me. It's like a 50% off coupon. I'm like, I don't care. It's like $7. There's no way I'm using it. There's no way. There's no way. And then I go up there, and I go to the counter, and the woman goes, what, do you have the coupon? And I looked at her, and she goes, don't worry, I have one right here. And I'm like, oh, we'll use your coupon. I'm like, I like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I love cashiers that do that. Sure. Like, those cashiers, I would give a tip to.
Yeah. let's go to your phone call, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Let's go to Kim. Kim, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. How are you, Kim?
Good morning. How are you all?
Good. What's happening?
Well, I want to thank you. I drive my daughter to school every morning about an hour and 15 minutes.
Ooh.
And you guys, yeah, and you all have made it bearable. We love listening to the news. Love it, Florida Man. And it keeps us from fighting over radio stations and me from the road rage with all the birds that have landed.
Why? Birds aren't real.
They're all drones.
Why an hour and a half? Why over an hour for the school?
And she goes to a collegiate high school. So it's a great program. She'll graduate with an associate's degree and then get a free bachelor's to Florida Gulf Coast.
Shut up. Wow. That's the way to go. My niece graduated early and then went to FSU and then graduated FSU in 2 years and is now at USC Film School, and she's like the youngest kid there. That's the way to do it, man. A lot of this high school stuff that they teach you, Galvin will tell you, is just the same stuff over and over again. So if you can start getting college credits, get it and get the hell out. Good for you. What does she want to do?
She wants to go into graphic design, so it'll be good. Yeah, right. She's an artist. She's constantly drawing things, and so she's good. Like, oh, I want to work for, I don't work for Disney. I want to work for Pixar. She's going to work for Pixar. They're way cooler. I'm like, all right, well, there you go.
Yeah, until she goes and starts her own company and rivals Disney.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. She's smart. She's going to SCF in Venice. They opened a new campus down here, so it's a great program, and we're real happy with it. It's worth the drive, but it's twice a day.
Oh,
so you guys
man.
Need to get an afternoon show for me now.
Oh, well, we have one. All right, thank you, Pumpkin.
Last time I'm driving.
I got you. I appreciate the call. Good luck to your daughter.
Thank you so much, guys. Right. Have a great one.
You too.
Thanks, bye.
Man, I love people with smart kids. It makes me so jealous.
Except for when they want to do dumb stuff.
I got one C-plus student, and another one's going to be a serial killer. I don't know what the future holds for either one of them. Joey's got two. He's on the verge of two things right now: football and modeling. No, I'm just saying.
Oh, good things.
Okay. One of those things better hit for him.
Or why
not? Because science is not going to make it.
I mean, look at Tom Brady.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Good looking football player.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with that.
Oof.
Or a tough model. I'd be happy with that too. Either way, whatever works out.
Yeah.
All right, 727-579-1025. Also, would like to remind that lady, if she's still listening, we will be in Venice on the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing. Our band, Pitbull Toddler, is playing at Off the Wagon on the 12th at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in that range there. And we'll be melting faces for the first time there. And I have to say, at least 2 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't been. I remember the last time we went out there was a wintertime show, and I was sick. I kept having to blow my nose while we were playing. So it was a long time ago. We're due, and I'm ready for just a good drinking night.
Yeah,
yeah. By social media, it seems like people are excited. They're ready to come out and party.
Yeah, what else happens in Venice?
They look like I got some good food over there, too.
Well, at the place?
Oh,
yeah. All right. Well, you're not invited.
All right.
Are you coming, seriously?
I mean, I was
you say
just
you
excited,
will.
And you just
say you will,
away.
And then you won't. Also, we're going to celebrate Galvin's birthday, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So, bring on the birthday gifts!
Yeah. I got Galvin's gift already. I'm so proud of myself. I had nothing to do with it, but I got it.
I HTML'd it early, so it should be here in time.
I don't believe you.
Fingers crossed, Galvin.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you one thing. During this pandemic and during the shortage of all the merchandise and all that stuff, but one thing that's been good is stuff that I order online, and I'm not even talking about Amazon. Other stuff gets here quick.
Yeah.
I ordered a football jersey for Monday Night Football. And it got here in like 3 days.
Nice.
I was like, this is when I'm not paying for 3 day shipping. It just all this stuff is getting here in crazy amounts of time.
Yeah, see, so. And you in Spanish still going to buy peanut butter and corned beef hash and stuff. Like things are gonna be fine.
It's on its way, Gio.
Listen, we get things in 2 days. Perfect.
Shortages are real.
Would you get a Lamar Jackson jersey, or what'd you get, Mike?
Not a Ravens fan. Shut up, Tracy Morgan.
Speaking of football, don't forget we got to do our picks,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Let me.
Well, we also need the results from last week because Joe and I were tied, but we had opposite picks from Monday Night Football. How did that pan out?
Yeah, Joe won.
Oh, you did?
Wow.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I tuned it out. I don't remember.
You're the one who brought it up.
Listen, sometimes we play How Well Do You Know the Show because I remember things that happen on the show while I'm brushing my teeth in the morning. I have a hard time just remembering what we talked about and what we didn't talk about. That's why I keep notes. What was that?
What?
You were like,
No, I'm stuffy. I'm sorry. Everything doesn't, it's coming out and it's sounding.
I'm a baby in your. You know Hollywood never do that.
What? Gets. Have
Holly
allergies?
Holly doesn't poop. She doesn't blow her nose.
No. She doesn't get allergies.
When she sneezes, she goes.
Yeah.
Right. Like a little Carmen. Bunny.
Yeah, that's terrible. You
Carmen
should not. You should not hold your sneezes in. That's bad for you.
I feel like you and Chad are at the comfortable point now.
I mean, yeah, but I still don't like go to the bathroom in front of him.
You do fart in front of him, though.
No.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
No.
Chad told us he heard a couple leak out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only when he makes me laugh really hard.
Yeah. Ha ha ha, stink.
And he said they always stink.
Like romantic. Broccoli, he said.
Okay, well, I know he doesn't talk to you guys, so that's not true.
Oh, we were with him in Vegas.
I text him all the time.
And he doesn't, and you guys didn't even talk to each other. He was like, you sat across the table the whole time.
We text.
You were never close with him.
Oh, man.
In proximity for good reasons.
When we went to Gordon Ramsay's, I was texting people and nobody was buying into it. Joe and Zoe were fighting.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Zoe made Joe late for
his flight.
The flight, they missed the flight.
Yeah, I wanted to choke her.
I text my brother and I go, hey, ask Joe why they missed their flight this morning. And he wrote back, nope. And I text Galvin. I'm like, hey, I dare you to ask Joe why they missed their flight. I'm like, that nobody wanted to buy it.
Mm. Oh, I would ask.
I was so mad.
I kept asking.
That was really funny.
I didn't even get a text. I didn't even get a text. I was just all like, Joe, what happened to your flight? Yeah. I'm not talking about it, Carmen. But Joe,
And then I would
say it louder, Joe, why did you miss your flight? And then I got some daggers from Zoe.
Oh, yeah.
And Chad, like, hey, you should probably knock it off.
That was
like,
great, Carmen. I really appreciate you doing that.
That's when I step on the gas.
Yeah.
And then Carmen laughed so loud she farted.
No. Not there.
Yep. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll do our football picks. Football picks equal money now, so this is serious. I can't believe I lost to Joe.
Yep. Yeah.
And now we're all over the place. Now the typical wins with Aaron Rodgers being out and all sorts of changes. No Odell Beckham Jr., no Ruggs. I mean, things are falling apart in the NFL. We'll do our football picks.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.